and gentlemen, boys and girls, ships at sea, we are ready. We've been waiting, patiently. Every Friday, I've been at the door looking for him. And finally, 2 years later, he shows up.
The mystical creature.
Mad Dog John Horner here for the Blue and Gold Show.
Man,
no, Joe.
Welcome back, right? Well, welcome, Warrior fans, to another year of the Warrior Sports and another season of the Friday morning Blue and Gold Show. I'm John Horner, your host of the show. I'm here to bring you everything new and upcoming in Warrior Athletics this fall and winter. We kick off this year like we do every year on the morning show with the Del Norte Warriors opening football game. That's right, Warrior fans, get ready for the 2022 Del Norte football campaign, which begins tonight at Mike Whalen Field as the Warriors play host to Kelseyville. The Warrior pregame show will start at 7:10, kickoff at approximately 7:30. We will have them both for you on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. With that being said, joining me, just like we do every Blue and Gold show, we have some Del Norte athletes here in the studios. And today we got senior captains of this year's football team, RJ Lofton and Cooper Maxwell. Good morning, fellas. Thanks for rolling out of bed this early. I see you guys both even combed your hair 20 minutes early today, Coach. Yep. Coach, if you're listening, they're 20 minutes early today, ready to rock. RJ, you want to say hi to anybody?
I want to say shout out to my parents and my whole family. The O-line. Shout out to O-line.
Cooper?
I just want to say hi to my mom, my dad, John, and Connie Maxwell.
RJ, let's start with you. You're a four-year varsity starter, offensive MVP last year as a junior. You finished with 1,500 yards on the ground and 18 rushing touchdowns. It's scary to think that this being your senior year, you could actually improve on that. What have you done this offseason to build on what's already been a very successful Warrior career?
We hit the weight room. We come out and work. And got to do the best we can.
So coming off that 1,500 yards, how many yards do you want to get? What was your goal this year? What do you want to get?
We can try two.
Two. How about wins, right?
Yeah.
I like that. RJ, switching over to the defensive side of the ball, which in your freshman year is where you made the biggest contribution. And every year since then, at that linebacker spot, you've been around Warrior football long enough before you started high school and you know the reputation Warrior linebackers have. What does it take to be a standout Warrior linebacker?
It takes hard work, dedication, and
Thinking back to when you were a kid, you know, tossing the ball around the end zone, who'd you look up to at Warrior linebackers of the past?
I've looked up Tanner Faulkner my whole life, being linebacker.
He's always been chasing, what is he, 2 years older than you?
Yeah.
2 years older than you?
Yeah.
Okay, any old-time linebackers you can think of? None? You can't think of any old linebackers? Come on, Cooper, you got one? Linebackers that come to mind. Well, all them old linebackers are going to come find you today, RJ. Yeah. I guarantee you in the community for sure. RJ, coming into the season opener at Mike Whalen Field, how special is it to step out onto the Mike Whalen Field as a senior in front of the big crowd? Now that COVID restrictions are gone, everybody's going to be lined up down there by the bus barn in their cars, listen to the radio. They're going to have the barbecue going. You're going to step out on that field. How cool is it?
It's going to be unreal. Every time we come out on that field, get the goosebumps.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Also in the studios with us is senior quarterback, three-year starter Cooper Maxwell. Cooper, thanks for joining us today. I must admit, it's been a blast watching you progress the last couple of years. In your first year starting quarterback as a sophomore, you were kind of handed off, don't make a mistake kind of quarterback, maturing into last year's version where you started making some plays with your feet. And now this year, speaking to Coach White, possibly pushing the ball down the field a little bit with your arm, you've got to be excited about this season as a senior.
We've just been working on the passing game, I think we're going to be ready for this year.
So coming in as a sophomore, what were your reservations as a sophomore? Kind of what was tough about coming in?
I was just like crazy nervous, never like being there before, you know, like I didn't even start at quarterback on JV my freshman year. So like the start on varsity my sophomore year, it was just nerve wracking.
Your first high school start was your varsity start your sophomore year.
Yeah.
And going into your junior year, so you kind of understood what you were in for, right? Mm-hmm. But you knew you had a great backfield. You knew you had a great line. Knew you were going to have to throw a lot. So not quite as much nerves going into the second year.
Yeah, the second year I was more prepared and, you know, I knew I had a great team. So
At what point did Coach talk to you after the season or whatever and talk to you about maybe opening it up a little bit? What did you guys do to prepare mentally and physically this off season to get ready for now?
You know, he was just like, it was right after last season. He was telling me we got to throw more. And we went to a couple 7-on-7 tournaments and we've just been practicing all off season, throwing the ball. Nah.
So to explain to some of the folks back home, 7-on-7 tournaments is basically what?
It's basically all passing. So like no run plays, there's no linemen or anything. It's just like the skill positions.
So there's a situation where you can start working on timing and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give it back to you, RJ, just for a sec. Talking about that O-line, the boys in the trench, right?
The Hogs.
You know, you have 1,500 yards last year. You got some of them boys coming back this year for their senior year. Let's give a shout-out to some of those linemen. Who you want to bring
Jace,
up?
Shout-out Kai, Ratner, Dane, and Bryson. Price.
those guys have worked hard in the offseason. How cool is it to see them in the weight room putting in that kind of time? Does that kind of inspire you to get in there also?
Yeah, I'd be in there trying to lift with them.
That's scary in itself, right? Those boys are big. They work hard.
Big boys.
I talked to a couple people at the scrimmage, and they, my roving reporter, my dad, the bus driver, right? And he says some of those Fortuna parents and stuff, man, them Delnor boys are big and fast. So, yeah, shout out to them. And Cooper, new person at wide receiver this year.
Yeah.
Ethan Thomas comes in. How cool is it to have an athletic receiver that maybe could be a threat down the field?
Oh, it's great. You know, he's always really good at just going up and getting the ball and mossing people. No, he's a crazy athlete. So
did he work with you in the offseason on the 7-on-7?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good to get the timing down then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, we'll be back in a couple minutes here on this morning's Blue and Gold show, where we'll talk about tonight's matchup against Kelseyville. We'll be right back.
2 for $5 at McDonald's is like hitting the jackpot. Right now, get 2 filet of fish for $5, 2 medium fries for $5, 2 sausage or egg McMuffins for $5, or 2 10-piece chicken McNuggets for $5. That's right, 2 10-piece chicken McNuggets for $5. Top that off with an ice cream cone for only 89 cents. McDonald's, serving up 2 for $5 in Brookings and Crescent City.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show here on opening Friday morning as Delnor takes on Kelseyville. Kickoff for the JV game is at 5 o'clock. Varsity game, 7:30. We'll be on the air at 7:10. Me and John Pritchett with the pregame show. I got RJ Lofton and Cooper Maxwell in the studio. Seniors this year, combined 7 years, 7 years of varsity football. These guys are poised and ready to go this season. Taking a look at your schedule, RJ, you got Kelseyville. You guys did pretty well against them last year. Then you go to Piedmont and then South Medford. What are your thoughts on just the schedule off the get-go, opening up with Kelseyville? We
definitely got a tough schedule, but there's only one way to get better.
That's right. And Cooper, taking a look at Kelseyville, you guys did pretty well against them last year. What are your concerns at quarterback as you start to read that defense and watch film?
I know they got some like pretty good players, but you know, I just got to stick to the game plan and you know, just do my thing, you know.
Do your thing. You gotta love it. All right, so RJ, we talked a little bit about the defensive side. Kelseyville's got a couple athletic players on the offensive side. They were juniors last year. Gave you a little bit of headache down the stretch. They got a score or two. I know you don't like giving up points. What are the keys defensively tonight against Kelseyville?
We got to follow a game plan. Coach has everything planned out for us. And just do what we do.
Talking a little bit about the defense, we've talked about the linebackers, the line up front, the front four is awesome. But I can tell you this, the IQ when it comes to your defensive backs, I think are super big. RJ, how important it is, because you can, with good defensive backs, with the two corners and your safety, it's kind of gives you that free reign to kind of read the ball a little bit more if they're doing their jobs. Why don't you give a shout out to some of those defensive backs?
My boy Cooper right here. And we got Brody at safety, and we got Ethan Timmons at the other corner.
Wait, and I'm not calling out Ethan at all. It's his first year full. But I remember those first couple of practices. You remember what I yelled at you out there, RJ? I said, you better get him up to speed. So how's Ethan's progression gone? First year at varsity football out there at cornerback, there's a lot of reads you got to make, especially with some of the zone defenses you guys run. How's he doing out there?
Ethan's been balling. He's definitely going to be phenomenal out there.
So IQ wise, he's picking it up pretty quick.
Yeah, he's picking up. He'll be there.
Awesome. Now, Cooper, when it comes to that offensive side, you know, Coach White's always been that run first kind of thing. Probably don't expect much, anything different in that aspect, but opening up a little bit. But who do we look, who are you looking for on the wide receiver side for you that could kind of make plays for you down the field?
Well, we got a lot of weapons this year, receiver. You know, we got Ethan out there starting, then we got John from the backfield, RJ, and like even Gavin can catch a little bit, and Caden Harrison come in and catch the ball too. So
I think a couple of guys we've kind of overlooked that we haven't talked about for your running attack, and RJ, I think you could probably hit on this, is your tight end and your fullback. These are players on the Del Norte teams in the last 3 or 4 years are kind of the unsung heroes. I kind of watch for them up on top, right? And I give them credit during the games. But, man, who do you got at those two spots this year?
We got Gavin Skaricap with fullback and Brody Matz on the tight end.
You know, when you talk about Del Norte Warriors, it's kind of the working man spot, right? You don't get tons of spotlight. Tight ends don't catch a lot of balls in Del Norte offenses, right? It's usually the slots or the wide out or the wide receivers. And then your fullback, you know, just blowing open holes. A lot of times, you, as a spectator, you don't see that person unless you're really focusing on them. So what kind of mentality do those guys have that some of those other kids don't?
They just got to keep their head down and keep working.
What character do they have? Do are they kind of quiet and just get their job done? Or
yeah, most of the time until they get a little happy sometimes when some things happen.
They get a little goofy at times. Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
They definitely get a little goofy.
Cooper, you've been part of your quarterback for 3 years now. What is the demeanor of this team? Is it different from the couple years in the past? You know, when I say demeanor, it's like, is it a little bit looser? Is it tighter? Are they more conserved? Or how would you explain this team and kind of how they work?
We're definitely like determined this year for sure. I mean, last year was like a rough end for us, and we just want to do better this year.
So kind of a grind last year.
Yeah.
Even though you did well, got to the San Marin game, but I'm sure that left a bad taste in your mouth coming into this season, a long off season after a tough loss like that. Do you find that you may be a little bit more focused this year?
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely a little bit more focused and just like head down grinding kind of team, you know.
Moved up in levels for the North Coast sections. So you're away from San Marin. But here you are. You step into Cardinal Newman and Marin Catholic. And the 90 or the early 2000s, mid 2000s, we ran into them quite often when it came to playoff times. Tough to get out of North Coast sections when you got to face those two kind of teams. 18 seniors this year. Your pedigree of making it deep into the playoffs is good. Do you think you guys are poised to play with those teams this year?
We definitely are. We'll be up there with them.
Like Coach White says, moving up a division, the 4, 3, 7, 8, all those seeds are going to be a little bit better. So nothing's guaranteed to get to that final four of the NCSs. What do you guys got to do to prepare yourself? Only 2-3 league games this year. So what do you guys got to do to prepare yourself along the way? Show up.
Yeah, I just got to show up and just got to work our hardest, you know. No mistakes. No mistakes, you know. Just hand down grinding, like I said. We'll be grinding all year.
I like it, guys. Hey, I had to throw the big curveballs into the seniors, Mike. You know, it's important. You got to keep these guys on their toes. Yeah, thank you guys very much, both you guys, for coming in today. final words, RJ, to the community that are going to come out tonight. What do you got to tell them?
I want you guys all to show up and show out.
Cooper, third year varsity starter, excited about Mike Whalen Field tonight. What's it going to be like to step out there as a senior tonight?
It's going to be a different feeling tonight for sure. I already got goosebumps just thinking about it. So it's going to be awesome.
You guys are here like 40 minutes early. You guys are ready to get this day rocking, right? Yeah.
We got to go home and go back to sleep.
No, you can't go back to sleep now.
Listen to them.
Yeah, Mikey, it's going to be a great time tonight. Kickoff 7:30. JV game starts at 5. Get there early. Get your comfort cup from the Delaware wrestling team. Get yourself some grub going on, and it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be exciting. So go Warriors, right?
Go Warriors!
Right on. Thanks, guys.